With UPS, future you graduates from Metro College with zero debt. How? As a package handler, you'll have a great job while you attend Metro College, and 100% of your tuition will be covered. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at UPS.
We are ESPN Louisville, your home for the college football playoff, NFL, the Final Four, and best sports talk. Download the ESPN Louisville app today. Delivered by UPS Jobs Kentucky.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination, online at bluegrasskarting.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Jack Grossman, and the Sports Center update is brought to you by Baptist Health Sports Medicine, centered on you. WDRB's Rick Bozich and Eric Crawford reported yesterday that the NCAA has resumed its investigation into UofL for the recruitment of Brian Bowen. The NCAA conducted multiple interviews earlier in the week. Bozich joined Andy Sweeney on the take yesterday and talked about why Chuck Smart was present in at least one of the interviews.
I can't totally answer that one either. Eric was engaged with UofL and got the response that he was around in an advisory role, which maybe his contract still is valid, but John Carman certainly pointed out that they had other legal representation.
In other scandal news, Yahoo's Dan Wetzel joined the V Show yesterday to discuss Michael Avenatti news. Wetzel wondered what comes next in that trial.
This could peter out, or it could be a lot. What other emails does he have? What other text messages does he have? What other proof does he have? What other people, where is it going? Yesterday's story clearly shows that pretty much everything they accused and convicted Adidas representatives of doing, the Jim Gatto and Merle Code, they were doing at Nike.
Yeah.
And we always knew that.
Both of those full interviews can be found at ESPNLouisville.com, iTunes, and SoundCloud. On to baseball, the Reds knocked off St. Louis 2-1 last night. Reds and Cards are back at it tonight with coverage starting at 7 p.m. right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Bats fell to the Iron Pigs 7-4 last night. Bats continue their homestand against Rochester at 7 p.m. tonight. Local hour, the V-Show with Bob Valvano is next. This is SportsCenter.
You're listening to the V-Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Download the new ESPN Louisville app. Search ESPN Louisville for streaming, podcasts, and the latest. More V-Show with Bob Valvano is now, right here, on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Thanks for being with us here on this Friday edition of the V-Show on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Reminder, come out and see us tomorrow. We'll be there at the Kentucky State Fair from 9 to 1 over at the booth where they're doing the free prostate and breast cancer testing. We're happy to be able to participate and contribute to that. The Kentuckiana Friends of V, that's one of our initiatives. We are trying very hard to get involved in making a difference in the fight against cancer in as many local initiatives as we can. That's our Louisville one. We're giving money to Lexington. We're working with the Kettlers, with Kim and Andy for their foundation to fund research for the childhood cancer that took their son's, Jackson's, life, which is so sad, but we think we're helping in the great research they're doing there, which is rather amazing. And we're helping fund the Dick Vitale pediatric cancer research and the V Foundation scientists. There's a lot of things we're getting done here for such a local small group, but we're glad that we're able to do it and hopeful that if you can help us, we'll be happy to very much. Oh, Mike Pratt coming back for an encore.
I guess I left my phone in the car.
Well, lost that.
There you go.
But if you want to help us, want to find out more about it, KFOV.org. Thank you for the people who've helped us in the past. We have a great event coming up next month at the Castle in Versailles. If you want to play in our bocce tournament, you can find out how you can do that on the website. You can certainly make a donation. You can sponsor a court. You can volunteer. You can do a whole bunch of things. And we are appreciative of the people who've helped us in the past. All right. I don't think that... Is Nick going to put the sound in for me here or not, or do you have it, or what are we doing here? Do we know what's going on that side? Because there's some stuff that we want to follow up on. Dana O'Neill, we want to play some of that sound if we can, but Nick bandied away, and I'm not sure where he went. I think he was telling me, but I couldn't hear him. So
yeah, I can pull up the Dana O'Neill sound.
All right, the first cut that she talks about, cut number one, and this is the stuff that I think we're all discussing here, is what do you make of the last week of developments with David Grissom and his comments? We had Jeff Greer on earlier, and I asked the question I think a lot of people are asking, which is why and what were they trying to accomplish with this? And Jeff made the very valid point that so it's not a matter of accomplishing anything. It's a deposition. You're under oath. But I just the thing that comes out about it is if he's really telling the truth, Locke made this point earlier. It's hard to dispute it, though. If that's absolutely the letter of the law truth, the president, the president of the school is telling you that a fellow trustee is funding this hyper illegal activity, and you don't ask who it was. He doesn't tell you who it was. You don't ask who it was. As I said, that makes very little sense to me in normal conversational English. If somebody told you something spectacular that was going on in an organization you were involved with, it could be your local softball team. If the guy who was running the team came to you and said, "We found out one of our guys been robbing banks," the first thing out of your mouth would be, "Really, who?" I would think, right? I mean, I would think that'd be the first thing you'd say. So,
not will he be able to play tonight?
I mean, so well, it depends on where he batted in the order. But I mean, yeah. That's the whole point. Is it doesn't make that part doesn't make sense. So one of two things is happening: either he's not telling the truth, which is a problem because then you're dealing with perjury and lying, or he is, which underscores really the complete wildly inept organization that was in. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not trying to be hyper cruel here, but if that's the case, if that's under the president's watch, nobody reports it. Nobody thinks to take the initiative to ask who it was, how it was going on. That makes very little sense to me. And the reason that's significant is what does that mean going forward? If you're the NCAA, do you say then, okay, well, look at how this organization was being run here. I mean, that's completely out of control. We're going to throw the bag of hammers at him again. Oh, and for Rick Pitino, is he looking at this saying, let me get this straight. You fired me? You were judging me for how I was running my program based on what you were doing with your own situation? So it opens up a whole new can of worms. And I'll even go you one better. I was thinking about this today. First of all, let's play the cut from Dana. This is Dana talking about what the Grissom stuff could mean for U of L going forward.
That's the question, right? Does the NCAA investigate this and find that it has some serious legs and say that this is the situation that they've been able to prove? Because if it is, then yeah, I mean, that adds a whole other level when you say the Board of Trustees is essentially paying for strippers for basketball players. That's probably pretty bad. So, you know, if that's where that ends up going, then it does not help their cause for sure. I think right now everything with Louisville is in a very big, as is with a lot of these schools, holding pattern, waiting to see what the NCAA does, what's in the notice of allegations and all of those things. So, you know, unfortunately, I think there's just going to be a little bit more uncomfortable days as you kind of wait and see where this all goes.
I can't speak to all the other schools. She's right. I mean, you know, here we go. Another way, fancy way of saying let the cake bake. What, right? I mean, it's a very useful phrase, isn't it? Because until all those things happen, the notice of allegations, what specifically you're dealing with, how can you make an educated guess about what's really going to happen? So let's just say for the sake of argument, though, think about this. I believe it was 40 or Bozich or both said that they thought there might be a postseason ban for the 2021 season, right? Isn't that what they talked about? I'm sure 40 said that. Not that, you know, I wasn't predicting it, not rooting for it or anything, but saying, listen, if they do investigation and there's winds up meat on the bone with some of these things that Grissom discussed, it's not out of the realm of possibility. This is a separate thing from the strip, from, you know, other stuff. This is a whole new initiative. It might mean a postseason ban. I'm not saying it should or it shouldn't. That's not the point of the discussion here. So if you write me about that, that's fine, but I'm not here to debate that. I'm merely saying this. How bizarre is that situation? Think about this. Think about how crazy this scenario really is and why the whole administrative policy of the NCAA really is a flawed model. It can't work in the way that it would make sense for common sense for the people looking in. Let's say, for the sake of argument, that team is not allowed to play in that tournament. Okay? And that's the penalty they'd come up with. The coach is not here. None of the assistant coaches are here. The president's not here. The athletic director's not here. None of the players on the team that are here had anything to do with any of the stuff that went on them. None of the people, none of the cast of characters that are involved in the program now, none of them are responsible. They would be the ones paying the penalty for stuff that went on that not one of them had anything to do with. But that's the model that they use. Well, it doesn't matter. It's an institution. That seems very strange. There's got to be a more equitable way and a more logical way, one that still can be a deterrent to people to so they don't say, well, it's worth it. Like you used to say, for example, in big league baseball, hey, in the steroids, I may get caught, but I'm going to get myself that, you know, $75 million contract. So by that point, they want to get caught. Who cares? I'm already in the dough. You know what? This is a policy that has systematically not proven to be much of a deterrent. Let's start with that, number one. Number two, is there anybody that looks at it just on the outside and says, yes, this looks like justice is being served. We're taking people that had nothing to do with any of the stuff that went on, and we're going to hammer them, and all the people that were responsible for it are all gone. But that makes sense. If you really want to, you know, I have said this so many times, if you really want to hammer the institution, get in their pocketbooks. That's the one common.
That's the same thing Rick Pitino said, hit him in the wallet.
That's absolutely the truth. And I know the skeptic says, well, sure, that's good because you're saying leave me alone. I don't have anything to do with it. But the difference in that scenario is Rick was here for all that other stuff. So you could say he had a vested interest, which is to say I'm distancing myself from it, but you know I'm not having to pay for it. Well, you were part of all of that. There's nobody here that was part of any of that. They're all gone. So how does that make sense? Well, it's an institutional thing. Well, if it's an institutional thing, then the quote-unquote institution should pay with something. But to ban the players from playing seems really, really odd and oddly inconsistent with you know, what transpires. I mean, you know, they didn't do anything in North Carolina. I hate to bring that up because that's what makes people's blood boil. And I've explained 50 times on this show, and Jay Billis came on and explained it better than most because he's a lawyer, that legally, while it seems to defy logic, it made sense. Because whether you think it's crazy or not, and people have said, well, all the Louisville had to do is provide strippers and you know, then prostitutes to the whole student body, and they'd have been fine. It's not quite that simple, but the gist of it is true, that the whole point is that was all students that were in there. You could say, well, they let other students be in it, but it was created for the athletes. Fine, whatever. But the fact is, from a legal standpoint, that is the reality. Now, the legal part of it is also that's the way North Carolina decided to fight it. Louisville said, hey, we'll cooperate. We'll fork over everything and come clean. And people are mad because Carolina just decided to lawyer up, and they've seemingly have been able to skate. But the other difference there is, and I like Roy Williams a lot. He's been very good to me, but he was the coach that was part of overseeing this. The whole bunch of people that are still the characters that were involved in this are still there. There's nobody here that is part of that. And I think that should factor in somehow. I don't know. It just seems very odd. It's kind of like a family. I mean, you know, if Nick robbed a bank and then suddenly skittered away and went and built a new life for himself in South Africa and we never saw him again, I don't think anybody would say, well, it seems fair they lock up Jamie. What the hell? You couldn't get Nick, but he's got the same last name. I mean, that doesn't make sense. What's the same thing here?
Catch Jamie.
It's the same thing here. These are schools that, you know, the people are that were involved in this are not here anymore. So,
but don't they always then play the? And I'm not really sure I agree with it. I kind of go back and forth on where I stand with this, depending on the facts and the argument. But isn't it the notion that, well, Louisville committed these crimes moments after being put on probation? So then it's sort of like...
So you hammer the school. Take, you know, let them play in the tournament. Don't give them any of the money. Give them no money. Zero money. You get nothing. You want to play, you can play, but you get no money. You forfeited your share of the NCAA money because the kids aren't going to care about that. What do they care? They just want to play in the tournament. So that's a win-win.
You hammer
the school, and the kids that had nothing to do with this still get their reward.
Team.
They get to go play. That is off the top of my head. I didn't even give that any thought. And you know what? That's a hell of a lot better solution. It's a hell of a lot more equitable solution. So, you know, that's what I mean. At every turn... There's one of two ways to look at this, and neither one of them wind up leading you to a different conclusion. If you ever see those flow charts, you know, if this, then you go here. They all wind up coming back to the same bottom, and it's this. If you believe that the people that run the NCAA are soulless, spineless, complete weasels that are only looking out for themselves, they don't care about justice, they're all dining, and they're all eating at this big trough of food, and they want to make sure that the money doesn't dry up, fine. I'm not saying that's true, but now you can go over here in that little group. Now I'm going to take the other group, which says, no, they're good people that are trying to do the best they can, but the system is so antiquated, so flawed, so rooted in things that have anything to do with reality, that you're looking at this whole situation and you say, no, no matter how well-intentioned you are, you can't make it work. Okay, now I'll let that group stand over here. And then when you get to the bottom and say, okay, either one of those that you say is your premise, what's the next step for both of them? The next step is that the NCAA has to be completely restructured. It's either got to be restructured in a way that does not allow for, if you believe they're all scumbuckets and all that, for that to prosper, or if you believe it simply is a matter of a system that is completely antiquated and no longer capable of dealing with what the realities of big-time multi-trillion-dollar sports are when it was an organization that was founded in the 1940s or 50s, whenever the hell it was founded. So either way, you say it's time to create a new working model. And that's where the problem breaks down, especially if you just look at one specific sport in basketball. While it may have been well-intentioned, Condoleezza Rice is a widely respected woman who's had a plethora of job experiences and very bright. The people that you're asking to come up with policies have not and are not on the front lines of what's really going on out there. You talk to people in almost any walk of life, and they will tell you, you rarely get meaningful, serious reform and from people without the input of those that are actually on the front lines. Ask teachers. When teachers, you know, being married to a teacher, when you get somebody who has been an administrator for 30 years and they've dealt with forms and governments and paperwork and they haven't been in a classroom in three decades and they're trying to tell you this is the better way to teach, almost inevitably the teachers, and it's not just because they resent being told, it's because they'll say, well, obviously I know why he's saying that. He hasn't been in a classroom in 30 years. He doesn't understand this is the new reality. And that's the fact. The fact of the matter is you can lament, I wish it weren't the new reality, or I don't know how we got here. But until you find solutions that deal with the new reality, they're meaningless. Whether you think there's too much money in sports, coaches are getting paid too much, TV has, debate whatever you want to. That's the reality. The reality is this is a $1 billion industry now, and you're still treating it like a mom and pop lemonade stand. And you can't understand how people don't just rally behind you when you come up with cockamamie solutions that have nothing to do with what the reality of the situation is. And that's the problem right now. And it's really annoying and frustrating to certain people. I just can't help it. I'm wired that way. I wrote an essay once in college. I went to a school, a little Methodist-based school called Virginia Wesleyan College. It's done very well right now. They've had good athletic teams. But they used to have a policy. If you read the handbook for the university, it said that the policy in terms of alcohol for campus was no alcohol on campus, period. Okay, whether you agree with that or disagree with that, it's irrelevant. It was in the book. Then, if you got our student handbook, it said all alcoholic beverages on campus must be in secondary containers. Well, wait a minute. What are you talking about? You just said it's illegal. So does that mean if I put it in a secondary container, it's legally illegal or it's illegally legal? Or what's the terminology? That doesn't make any sense. But there was a reason for the hypocrisy, which is sad but true. They wanted to go, and they went up into the mountains, and they found these little old ladies way out in the western part of Virginia. They wanted to be able to give them the book and say, here, leave us some money when you die, because look at what we're teaching. We're teaching good, abstinence, and there's no drinking, and ooh, look. And then meanwhile, when they went to high schools and wanted to recruit, and the kids said, well, what kind of social life do you have? They didn't want to tell those kids, oh, we don't allow alcohol on campus. Kids were like, great, see you later. There's 900 schools on my list. I'd rather go. So you're being a hypocrite. You're having a both ways. That's what college is doing. Colleges and intercollegiate sports are trying to have it both ways. They're trying to convince you they're nothing more than an extracurricular activity while still being a billion-dollar business. Make your mind up. Take a pick. You can't have it both ways. And when you do try and have it both ways, you create the mess that you're in right now. Kentucky rallying here in the bottom of the fifth. They trail 2-1. They just had the leadoff man retired, and then the second hitter just roped one over the left fielder's head for a double. And Kentucky now has the tying run on second at the bottom of the fifth. I said this was going to be a good game, and it has. 2-1, Minnesota and Kentucky in a first round. Nobody's eliminated yet. It's not an elimination game yet in the Little League World Series in Williamsport. So this is getting very interesting right now. That ball was smoked over the left fielder's head, and you've got a runner on second now with one out. The tying run on second for Kentucky. By the way, this is the same kid we saw in the regional, Nick. His name is Jameson, the Bartolo Colon looking kid.
Oh,
that's
nice.
The pitcher.
Yeah.
He's the kid. Remember we said that. We said, well, Jameson, he's a good player. He's the one that was smoking
naturally
the ball at the plate, and he's a little portly fellow.
That's un-Jamie like.
But he is throwing. Yeah. He's look at him, he's in control out there. He's shaking off the catcher. Uh-oh, to right field. Oh, played beautifully by the right fielder. Thought he was going to dump one in for a single and maybe tie the game, but the right fielder came flying in, caught it, and so now Minnesota, you have to say it that way, Minnesota has the second out. By the way, these kids are playing in front of a ton of people. I thought about that if I were 12. I still remember my poor son, who I'll embarrass again. Got picked to be on the all-star team in the very lowest level of Little League, whatever that is. I don't remember what it's called. Farm, pre-farm, T-ball, whatever the hell it is.
Don't lick the sugar off my donut. It was all-stars.
It was all-stars. And he hit a home run. And as he was running the base, and I was among, I was so excited. I never hit a home run before. And he's running around the bases. And when I got in, he said, no, I'm so excited. I thought he'd share the excitement. Hey, how about it? He said, I don't know. I didn't like it. Everybody was yelling. So perfectly, Nick. Yeah. When you hit a home run, people are going to yell.
What started was a downward trend to mediocrity that I carry on to this day.
I wonder what would be going through your mind as a 12-year-old to be playing. I mean, forget the national TV. I'm not even sure that phases kids anymore. They've probably been doing YouTube videos. Jameson's coming out. Jameson's coming out. Getting a big hand from the Minnesota faithful. But this place is packed. There's people, they all sit on the berm out there in the outfield, and the stands are mobbed. It was a big deal if we played in Seaford Little League in front. I remember we played the opening day game. That was after the parade. So all the other kids stay, and some of the parents stay. Oh, there must have been 500 people watching. I thought it was like playing in front of a packed house at Yankee Stadium. So could you imagine playing in this field on this day? And yay. But they don't seem to be rattled much. These kids are very polished. So we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll update you on that game. They're taking a break for a pitching change. Minnesota is leading 2-1. They are trying to work themselves out of a jam. Kentucky has the tying run on second. Two men out in the bottom half of the fifth. And when we come back, we'll check in on that game to see.
Oh, by the way, that's a great segue to remind everybody. We were not off the air there, but we will be soon. I think later on this hour, going into the take with Andy Sweeney, by the way, 680 is going to be off the air, doing a little bit of maintenance. So all you fine listeners, switch over to either the stream, the internet stream, the audio now, or if you're doing it old school terrestrial radio style, go to 105.7 FM, because that will be fine. But 680 is going to go off the air. I don't think it's off the air right now. I think it's probably going to be about 245, 250 when it goes off the air. So the end of the V show will not be able to be heard on 680, and the beginning of the take will not be able to be heard on 680. So switch over to 105.7 or try it on audio now or the internet stream. Now, back to Bobby V.
Talk.
Oh, my God. That'll be a SportsCenter top 10. What a play. First pitch by the reliever. The Kentucky kid hit an absolutely frozen rope up the middle. And the shortstop full out. Watch this replay. Move, damn it. What a play. Oh, my God. Absolutely smokes it. And the shortstop full out, that will, if that's not a SportsCenter top 10, I will be shocked. That is the little leaguiest moment of ever. As they come off the field, his little teammates mobbing him. Unbelievable. What a play. Kentucky, bad luck there. They should be in a tie game right now. But the shortstop robs him, blatantly robs him. And it is now still 2-1 Minnesota as they get ready to go to the top half of the sixth inning. Now, I saw that very clearly until Crean decided to take his considerable girth and park it right in front of the TV. Had he been made from the windows, from Universal Windows Direct, I'd have been able to see it beautifully. The clear, bright new windows that are only available at Universal Windows Direct have a 30-year of a warranty for as long as you own your home and 30 years to the next homeowner. They are absolutely state-of-the-art. They use Super Spacer technology, which keeps the seals better than other windows out there. Most other windows use traditional metal spacers. They conduct heat. They conduct cold. You're paying the energy bills to go literally right out the window. You don't need that. You certainly don't want that, and you won't get that when you use a Universal Windows Direct window, because those seals last longer and they will save you money in the long run. They're beautiful windows to boot. They have a deal right now, free installation. Buy one, get one free. You can get the windows now and not make any payments till next year. So you get the best window, the best price, free installation, no payments till next year. What are you waiting for? Give your home that new home glow with fresh new windows from Universal Windows Direct. You will be saying like I do, I love my windows, and you'll be doing it at a price that will make you smile with a deal that will make you happy. So check them out, Universal Windows Direct, for some new windows that'll save you some money and spruce up your home. Universal Windows Direct, back with more ESPN 680-1057.
On the V Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
I used to always say that the smartest listeners know us, sports radio. We have them here on the V Show. I'm starting to worry about that, because some of the texts I'm getting, I'm starting to have serious questions about that. Maybe that's bad. Maybe they're listening and I'm dumbing them down. Maybe I'm a cause and effect. So, but some of the stuff, disappointing. Somebody who doesn't fit that mold of being a good listener, at the very least, says, so all you're saying is, I guess you can do whatever you want as long as you clean house. Hmm. I was thinking really hard. Did I say that? No. Did Nick say that? No. Crean? No. So basically, we can establish, as I thought about it really hard, not one single person said that here. So what you've done is create a narrative that is nothing to do with what we said. If you had listened, What I said was the NCAA has to come up with a way to punish the schools in a meaningful way that actually might serve as a deterrent, but not punish the people who are actually still in the program that had nothing to do with the problems. Where does that, not quite sure I see the correlation between that statement and do anything you want as long as you clean house. The more I think about it, the more I'm sure that's not what I said. So, so that's just a silly thing to say, to put it as politely as possible. So nobody said that. Nobody implied that. If you were listening, you would have understood we were talking about actually trying to do a better way to administer penalties that might actually make a difference. These have not served as any deterrent to anybody. Kentucky, oh, man, it's the bottom of the sixth. I'll tell you, this shortstop is catching everything in the stadium. They just hit a little looper in the left field. He went back into short left field. That kid's a good player. Remember his name. He's going to play. Maybe we'll be talking about him in a few years when they, you know, like Todd Frazier, they always show the highlights of him in the Little League World Series. Leadoff man hit a little shot to left field, and the shortstop took the hit away from him again. Every time he does, the left fielder runs in and celebrates with him. But he has been putting on a fielding exhibition here. One out, bottom of the sixth, and this game has been as good as I said I thought it would be after watching that first inning. 2-1 Minnesota as Kentucky tries to win it in their last at-bat here. See if they can get a walk-off or at least four extra innings. We shall see. Texter here. See, this reinforces my faith. The NCAA refuses to acknowledge it's only about making money for itself and member institutions. Until they do, there will be corruption. I think that is abso-freaking-lutely spot on. There's no question. So that's the problem. Another guy says in a valid point here, if a penalty were to come down for Louisville, all players knew this was possible when they committed. Well, that's always true. Always, players always know this possibility. Something could go on. You don't know that. Why not let them transfer without penalty? You can make a case they should be allowed to transfer without penalty anyway. So it remains to be seen. But again, those are the policies that lead you to think that they're out of touch with what the modern game is and how to administer penalties that are really meaningful and fair. Strikeout batter number two. So Kentucky now down to their last out as Minnesota leads 2-1. And first pitch is a strike. They brought this little left-hander in to take the place for the burly Jameson guy who pitched 4 2/3 innings. The guy got the last out last inning thanks to a spectacular play by the shortstop. And now the left-hander trying to close it. Little dribbler to third. Fielder's in. Plays it to first. And a very, very well-played game. But unfortunately for the folks from the Commonwealth, they come up on the short end of the stick. Minnesota wins it by the score of 2-1. What a really... That was as well-played Little League game. Minnesota, two runs, two hits. They made four errors, though. But they still were able to hang on. Kentucky had just two hits. One run, two hits, no errors. But boy, did they have some hits taken away from them. That shortstop was outstanding today. A very, very well-played game. And zipped right along. This game started at 1. It's 2:40. It took an hour and 45 minutes, right? Didn't it start at 1? I think so. Proving my point. Even Major League Baseball should only be 7 innings long. It's too long. Baseball's too... That'd be one way to speed the game up. Reduce the number of innings. That'll never fly. All right. Crean is leaving us tomorrow. He's going back to school in Bloomington. Why, I don't really understand. College is a waste of money right now in today's society, but you got to do what you got to do. As I'm sitting here on the campus of the University of Louisville, people are probably kicking the window. I'm being facetious. All right, so you're going back. What year are you now?
Going to be a senior.
So this is it. So this is it for you. How many credits do you need to actually get out of the joint?
Let's see. Like 24.
So that's not bad. So that's a minimum load, 12 a semester, for good for you. So and then you'll graduate with a degree in anthropology and what else?
Sports media.
Sports media and the anthropology part I just made up. All right. So Nick wants to play this game. I must confess, I don't completely understand what the hell's going on, but it's Friday. We're 11 minutes to being out of here, so I pretty much mailed it in. So what is it exactly you want to do here?
So we just came up with this in the back. Crean showed... A couple of really tasty fare items because, you know, Crean and I both share an affinity for food.
Sure.
We enjoy eating a little bit.
Okay.
And so we were going back and forth with some funny fare
food
items.
Hold on a moment. I just realized Genesis Diamonds is having a sale that'll go on only till August 25th. And what a deal it is. Already lowest prices in the market, and yet you can save an additional 20%. just until this sale is over. It goes on now until August 25th. Already the lowest prices in the market, and now 20% off on top of that. And these are all the diamonds, rounds, ovals, princess cuts, cushion cuts, even fancy yellow diamonds from a half a carat to 10 carats. You don't want to miss this. This is a true once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, a limited time, extra 20% off. Already the lowest prices in the market on these GIA-certified diamonds. Get an additional discount on the guaranteed best prices already, only at Genesis Diamond. Shelby Road Plaza next to Trader Joe's where Louisville gets engaged. Okay, whew, I just remembered that. Just wanted to make sure we got that in there. So that was good.
So the game is basically called, I came up with the name off the top of my head, I'm going to pat myself on the back, called Take a Bite.
Sure.
And it's basically, it's two things Crean's very good at, eating and being lovable, and well, three things he's really good at, I guess, and giving some sports takes. So the game is just going to be...
Did you say game and sports? FanDuel has a game right now you'd want to be part of. It's unbelievable. It's a $3.5 million best ball championship on draft. That's right, $3.5 million. It's season-long, but with no management. Just set it and forget it. Once you're done drafting, that's it. No salary caps. It's a real-life snake draft, just like you play with your friends in a season-long league. But here, set it and forget it, and you can win some serious dough. Just do a draft, you could be a millionaire. 16 weeks later, it doesn't get any easier than that. For a limited time only, get a free entry into the Best Ball Championship when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code VSHOW. VSHOW, that's the code. Get a free shot at $1 million just by using my promo code VSHOW when you make your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store. Go to draft.com and come play free with promo code VSHOW. Okay, there. Yeah, I just popped into my head there.
Yeah, no, that's great. That is a great app for sure. Well, so the idea of the game was for it called Take a Bite. And I found a little song, Janelle Monae. We all know and love her. So this was the theme song for it. Right? And so basically it's going to alternate between Crean giving a take, whether or not you agree or disagree with it, or a delicious food item, and whether or not we would eat it.
Okay.
So all right, without further ado.
Let's start the shindig off right now then.
All right, let's start with the food. Classic fried corn dog.
Well, you see, I'm going to lose this game because if you're asking would I eat it like from sheer taste, would I enjoy a corn dog? Oh, I've enjoyed me a corn dog. You put a little mustard on that bad boy, nom. But right now, thanks to, wait a minute, Vitality, Wellness, and Weight Loss, I really want to continue this great plan I'm on. And they would say, that's probably not the kind of thing you can eat. And I'd say, well, what can I eat? And they would say, we got a whole list of things you can eat. There's a website with recipes. And I have said, these recipes are delicious. So I don't even really miss a corn dog because I'm eating great food. I fit it around my schedule. I have supplements that make me healthy. They're different than Nick's. They'd be different than yours because they tailor the plan just to you. I've lost 28 pounds, and I intend to lose a lot more, and I'm looking forward to it because it's the best program I've ever been on. You need to owe it to yourself. If you want to get healthier, you want to lose some weight, check them out, Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss. There's two locations, one right off Bardstown Road here in Louisville, one in southern Indiana, and tell them we sent you. They will take care of you because they are an absolute... They're wizards at this, and they make it so it's a program you can use and find great benefit in around your schedule, not eating pretend little packaged meals. It's real food. It's a real weight loss, real wellness program. You'll love it at Vitality. Okay, so no, the answer would be I can't have a corn dog.
This is such a fitting way to go out.
Okay. All right, what's the next thing?
All right, you want to give them a sports take next?
We can do a sports take. College football should eliminate divisions.
Eliminate divisions, like Division 1, 2, and 3, throw them all together?
No. Like divisions and conferences. Like the Atlantic and the Coastal.
I don't buy that. It's like a hit or myth. I'd say a myth on that because, there's already enough irrelevant teams talking about. You feel a little better if you could play yourself into fourth place in a 7-team division. If you're in a one gigantic lump of a 16-team conference and you're the equivalent of that would be you'd be about 9th or 10th. I don't know. It just seems a little bit more, makes the team seem even more irrelevant than at least if you're up in the fourth place in a smaller division. So I don't think.
It would make the scheduling more fair, though.
The other thing you do is if you did that and you could eliminate conference championship games, I don't have a problem with that if they would expand the playoff. Get rid of the conference championship games, go to an 18 playoff. Where do I sign up? I'm ready for that right now. But as I don't think they're going to do that, then I don't have a problem with divisions. All right, what do we got next? I'm out of spots, so now you feel free to do it.
No windows read?
Nothing, I'm done.
Really? Yep. All right.
What about Papa John's?
Yeah. Nope, done.
Fried beer.
Fried beer sounds hideous.
I think Andy Sweeney would like it.
Fried beer? What is it, like beer? I don't even know what the hell it is.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I know that they have fried beer? Ice cream, but...
Yeah, but that, I've had fried ice cream in a Mexican restaurant. It's good. It's ice cream with the little fried outside. How do you... Beer's complete liquid.
I don't know.
It sounds like it's messy, smelly, and disgusting. I don't know.
In Texas, they fry it in pocketed pretzel dough. So they fry it in pretzel dough.
Okay. And then they eat it.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
And it comes with, like, it comes with the nacho cheese on top of it.
Oh, well, it looks like a little ravioli.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Oh, now Pops wants it.
No, I still don't want it.
Again, us being stereotypical.
But it's
take a bite. Oh, I can't do it.
All right.
He had the wrong SpongeBob clip pulled up there.
Right, no, that's the right one. He doesn't want to take a bite.
No, but what he says, ravioli.
Oh, yeah. Oh man, yeah. Yeah, I should have ravioli.
Go ahead. I'm trying to cram as many of these in as we can because you did a lot of work on this. So what's the next one?
All right, Indiana football has more talent than any other local team.
No, I don't think they've got more than Kentucky does.
I would argue they do.
Well, that's because you go there.
Well, no, it's not. I would take...
Based on what?
Indiana has better, deeper running backs. Next, they have more than one wide receiver. They return 7 of their 11 members on defense, and they have a top 35 recruiting class for the third straight year.
No, you're counting a lot on the recruits, but...
I'll say this. Kentucky is the better program, and it's not particularly close that Kentucky's a better program.
Well, there you go. So then, wouldn't they have better players?
No, because Kentucky's in a little bit of a rebuild this year. They're taking a step back from where they were last year as they reload into getting to that 8-9-win plateau again in coming years, whereas IU... has more talent than the specific.
So you
year,
are definitely on board that IU's going to a bowl game this
who's
year.
Who's the kid that's on the
wait a minute, let me ask
the watch list?
Stevie Scott, not Penix.
IU's going to a bowl game?
They might.
Are they going to a bowl game? The witness will answer the question.
If IU had Kentucky scheduled, they would win 9 games.
Oh, man.
But Kentucky doesn't have to play Ohio State, Michigan State,
Big
and Penn State.
Big 10 take. Big 10 throw shade at the SEC take.
Well, no, it's not Big 10 SEC. It's the Big 10 East is way better than the SEC East.
All right, I'll buy that. Okay, what do you got for you? Got a food thing?
Yes, a pizza cone.
A pizza what?
Cone.
Oh God! It's not what I thought you said. Thank God. I can't even say on the air what I thought you said. Seriously, would the FCC be like? You see, they fined Jimmy Kimmel and ABC like $600,000+. They played the FCC the emergency broadcasting tone as part of a comedy skit. You're not allowed to do that. And they hammered the crap out of them.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
So that EDM remix I was making.
Yeah, we better be careful about that.
Won't. Okay.
Okay. So it's a pizza cone.
Yes.
So it comes in the cone is the crust, I assume.
Yes, and then the cheese and the sauce and the toppings.
In the middle of it.
Yeah.
I would eat it. The question I have is, why not just get a piece of pizza?
Because it's different.
Okay. It's like I don't know.
It's unique.
Or use promo code RadioXL and get a extra large two-topping Papa John's pizza and a 2-liter for just $14.
There you go. Crane, good luck at school.
Miss you, buddy. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
It's The Take coming up next with Andy, and we'll see you Monday.
UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination online at bluegrasskarting.com.